their clothes, in order to get back into the city. Some of the people are assigned to the rooms on the ground floor, others to the first floor. Then a dispute arises. Those above are angry because those below have not yet finished, so that they cannot come down. His brother is upstairs, he is below, and he is angry at his brother because there is such crowding, this part obscure. Besides, it has already been decided upon their arrival, who is to be upstairs and who down. Then he goes alone over the rising ground, across which X Street leads toward the city. And he has such difficulty and hardship in walking that he cannot move from the spot. An elderly gentleman joins him and scolds about the King of Italy. Finally, towards the end of the rising ground, walking becomes much easier. The difficulties experienced in walking were so distinct that for some time after waking he was in doubt whether they were dream or reality. According to the manifest content, this dream can hardly be praised. Contrary to the rules, I shall begin with that portion which the dreamer referred to as the most distinct. The difficulties which were dreamed of, and which were probably experienced during the dream, difficult climbing accompanied by dyspnea, is one of the symptoms which the patient had actually shown years before, and which, in conjunction with other symptoms, was at that time attributed to tuberculosis, probably hysterically simulated. We are already, from exhibition dreams, acquainted with this sensation of being hindered, peculiar to the dream, and here again we find it used for the purpose of any kind of representation as an ever-ready material. That part of the dream content which ascribes the climbing as difficult at first and as becoming easier at the end of the hill made me think, while it was being told, of the well-known masterful introduction to Sappho by A. Daudet. Here a young man carries the girl whom he loves upstairs. She is at first as light as a feather, but the higher he mounts, the more heavily she weighs upon his arm. And this scene symbolizes a course of events by recounting which Daudet tries to warn young men not to waste serious affection upon girls of humble origin or of questionable past. Although I knew that my patient had recently had a love affair with a lady of the theatre and had broken it off, I did not expect to find that the interpretation which had occurred to me was correct. Moreover, the situation in Sappho was the reverse of that in the dream. In the latter, the climbing was difficult at the beginning and easy later on. In the novel, the symbolism serves only if what was at first regarded as easy finally turns out to be a heavy load. To my astonishment, the patient remarked that the interpretation corresponded closely to the plot of a play which he had seen on the evening before at the theatre. The play was called Roundabout Vienna, and treated of the career of a girl who is respectable at first, but later goes over to the demi-monde, who has affairs with persons in high places, thus climbing, but finally goes down faster and faster. This play had reminded him of another entitled From Step to Step, in the advertisement of which had appeared a stairway consisting of several steps. Now to continue the interpretation. The actress with whom he had had his most recent affair, a complicated one, had lived in X Street. There is no inn in this street. However, while he was spending a part of the summer in Vienna for the sake of the lady, he had lodged, German abgestiegen, stopped, literally stepped off, at a little hotel in the neighbourhood. As he was leaving the hotel, he said to the cab driver, "I am glad I didn't get any vermin anyway," which incidentally is one of his phobias, whereupon the cab driver answered, "How could anybody stop there? It isn't a hotel at all, it's really nothing but a roadhouse." The roadhouse immediately suggests to the dreamer's recollection a quotation, "Of that marvellous host I was once a guest." But the host in the poem by Uhland is an apple tree. Now a second quotation continues the train of thought. Faust, dancing with the young witch. "A lovely dream once came to me, I then beheld an apple tree, and there two fairest apples shone, they lured me so, I climbed thereon." The fair one. "Apples have been desired by you, since first in paradise they grew, and I am moved with joy to know that such within my garden grow." Translated by Bayard Taylor. There remains not the slightest doubt what is meant by the apple tree and the apples. A beautiful bosom stood high among the charms with which the actress had bewitched our dreamer. According to the connections of the analysis, we had every reason to assume that the dream went back to an impression from childhood. In this case it must have reference to the nurse of the patient, who is now a man of nearly 50 years of age. The bosom of the nurse is in reality a roadhouse for the child. The nurse, as well as Daudet's Sappho, appears as an allusion to his abandoned sweetheart. The elder brother of the patient also appears in the dream content. He is upstairs. The dreamer himself is below. This again is an inversion, for the brother, as I happen to know, has lost his social position. My patient has retained his. In reporting the dream content, the dreamer avoided saying that his brother was upstairs and that he himself was down. It would have been too frank an expression, for a person is said to be down and out when he has lost his fortune and position. Now the fact that at this point in the dream something is represented as inverted must have a meaning. The inversion must apply rather to some other relation between the dream thoughts and dream content. There is an indication which suggests how this inversion is to be taken. It obviously applies to the end of the dream, where the circumstances of climbing are the reverse of those in Sappho. Now it may easily be seen what inversion is referred to. In Sappho, the man carries the woman who stands in a sexual relation to him. In the dream thoughts, inversely, a woman carries a man, and as this state of affairs can only occur during childhood, the reference is again to the nurse who carries the heavy child. Thus the final portion of the dream succeeds in representing Sappho and the nurse in the same allusion. Just as the name Sappho has not been selected by the poet without reference to a lesbian custom, so the elements of the dream in which persons act above and below point to fancies of a sexual nature with which the dreamer is occupied, and which, as suppressed cravings, are not without connection with his neurosis. Dream interpretation itself does not show that these are fancies and not recollections of actual happenings. It only furnishes us with a set of thoughts and leaves us to determine their value as realities. Real and fantastic occurrences at first appear here as of equal value, and not only here, but also in the creation of more important psychic structures than dreams. Much company, as we already know, signifies a secret. The brother is none other than a representative, drawn into the childhood scene by fancying backwards of all of the later rivals for the woman. Through the agency of an experience which is indifferent in itself, the episode with a gentleman who scolds about the King of Italy again refers to the intrusion of people of low rank into aristocratic society. It is as though the warning which Dode gives to youth is to be supplemented by a similar warning applicable to the suckling child. In order that we may have at our disposal a third example for the study of condensation in dream formation, I shall cite the partial analysis of another dream for which I am indebted to an elderly lady who is being...